Yeah, NBA Australia, how are you again? That's it, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, April 23. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm just hanging out here in Larryama Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Australia, mate. It's Monday, April 23. It's a beautiful, beautiful American day. And we are here just hanging out, chilling on episode 103. And it's a new week and we've got heaps of awesome NBA playoff junk to talk about. So first off, today's show is going to wrap a massive weekend of playoff games where just about everybody is still alive somehow, which is crazy, except for the Blazers. Oh, geez. So we've got weekend winners and losers. We wrap all 11 playoff games from the weekend, including the Bucks, Wizards, Wolves, and Spurs saving their goddamn seasons. And we wave goodbye to the Blazers. Aww, bye-bye, Portland. That sucks. Anyway, there's also the playoff editions of the usual dumbassery. Yeah, now the unpopular opinion of the day. Outback Takehouse, get some shrimp on your takes. And as we do every day, because all of them are playing still, we've got the Daily Australian Player Watch, just to check in on what the Australians got up to on the weekend. I'll tell you, they showed up. Thon, Dally, Bangers, Simo, it's all on. We also preview the two games tonight. That's the Rockets at Wolves and Thunder Jazz. And we'll have a quick dickhead of the weekend, a new Andrew Gaze fundamentally sound all-star. And we'll finish up with a brand new Dally review. It's episode 103. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the shark attack.
Oh, you better. Because you know what? It's the Daily Whip Around. It's how we start every episode of NBA Straya. We whip all the way around the NBA. Right there. Even across the pond, back to Australia even. Because Big Andrew Bogut, what do you reckon? Let's do our weekend winners. Oh, I love a good winner drop. That's always very, very fun.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman.
I love it. Weekend winners. The NBL and the Sydney Kings. They're weekend winners, aren't they? Because they signed guest of NBA Australia, Andrew Bogut. This is awesome. I love this. I reckon he'll play this season with the Kings, head back to the NBA around buyout playoff team, maybe time rather. But it's a tremendous boon for the old NBL, especially with a franchise like the Kings that can be sort of that glamorous icon of the sport. Back in the olden days, they were. And anytime the game is strong in Sydney, it seems like it's very strong elsewhere. Even though, like, yes, Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne, even up there in Brisbane, like they're solid, 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 solid franchises. But man, when Sydney is like popping off, you know everyone's down with the fucking NBL. So that's awesome. Big fella can dominate, stay in basketball shape, duck over back to the NBA if he wants to when the Bucks come a-calling next March. But I love it. Andy Bogut. This is going to be awesome. Sydney Kings. Good shit. Second winner of the weekend, the Philadelphia 76ers and the medical mask makers of Pennsylvania. Holy shit, is that city lit right now. 3-1 up over the Heat. Two away wins in Miami. Unbloody believable. Also, Joel Embiid just going through those masks like it ain't no thing. Other winners, the Wizards. I did not expect to say that. Holy crap, who saw this coming? Two wins over the weekend against the Raptors, and it's now a best of three series between the 1 and 8 seeds in the East. Holy shit. The Wizards, they all hate each other. How the fuck is this happening? I don't know, but it's awesome. Losers for the weekend. What do you reckon?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up. Loser.
The weekend losers. It's got to be the Blazers. Oh, man, to be swept by the Pelicans, that's tough. We'll talk about that at length later on. Other losers, OKC's Big Three and Carmelo Anthony's legacy. Holy shit. What are you going to think we remember him as? Like the malcontent in New York City who couldn't or win anything ever, or the malcontent in Denver who couldn't win anything ever, or the shit show of OKC? I don't know, but it's up to you. Final losers. Look,
The Raptors' veneer of confidence is a big loser. All those Canuck sphincters up there are fucking tighter than a duck's proverbial now, isn't it? Like, oh my God, it's happening again. Oh, talk about Kerpooks, eh? Oh, it's happening again, bro. Oh no, I don't like this at all. I love you, Canada, but damn, Raps. Not giving everybody that sort of confident feel, are you, right now? Oh, geez. Also loses the Heat. The Heat. Tough one to lose to at home. And D-Wade. His manliness when he got fucking cleaned up by Ben Simmons, that took a bump. So let's get to the games. Let's do the playoffs. Let's talk about each of the series. We'll go by the series rather than day by day, which is what we usually do over the weekend. We go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But let's just cover each series as it comes. That seems a little bit easier, doesn't it? So let's do that right now. All right, man, straight into it. Let's start in the East. We'll go 1-8. Raps Wiz, the aforementioned series. It's 2-2 now after the Wizards win two games at home. Friday, the Raps lose 103 to 122. Upset, baby! No one had the Wizards here at all. The Raps, big booty Kyle Lowry at 19-8. DeMar DeRozan there had 23 points, 14-5 from My Name is Jonas. 32 off the bench, but not enough. The Wiz just fucking crushed them. They shot 55%. 10 of 23 from three. They got 28, 14, and 7 from John Wall with four steals. I think John Wall's pretty good at basketball still, bro. 28, 4, and 4 for Bradley Beal. 12 each for Kelly Oubre and Mike Dunder Mifflin, regional manager Scott. And 16 for Zipola Shammer.
I'm missing good that. I polish hammer. I polish my hammer. In your head.
The Wiz got one and then did it again on Sunday. This is unreal, man. The Raps Wiz game on Sunday. What a fun ass game. It's not usually something you say about this series. Like, the Raps games are wicked because those fucking fans are psycho. And then finally, the Wiz fans like roll into game four and like, oh shit, we're going to have ourselves a fucking night. And they did. The weird thing is, watching it on TV is a bit tough because the camera angle there in Washington feels like it's up in the fucking rafters. You feel further away than in just about any other arena apart from maybe Utah. Weird. Anyway, John Wall, he's all like, this is my house. He's got like the two fucking fingers, two all. Shit, yeah. He scored or assisted on 10 of the last 14 Wizards points after Brad Beal fouled out and basically won him the game. So good stuff, John Wall. The Raps, they only scored 14 points in the final quarter hit. Not great, Bob. Not great. Lowry, big booty. Kyle Lowry, 19 points. DeMar DeRozan had a good game. 35 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. Hit a 3. And you're like, oh, fuck, here come the Raps. But the Wiz, nah, kept it. 11 for My Name is Jonas Valanciunas. 10 points and 7 rebounds for Teenage Mutant Jakob Poeltl. That's pretty good. OG Anunoby as well. He'd been pretty good, the rookie, starting, hanging out, and looked like he hurt his left leg in the third quarter. Came back, played a little bit, but then sat the rest of the fourth. Tough one. No Freddie Van Vliet either for the Raps. And now they're sort of sitting there going, shit, we're going back to Toronto. It's 2-0. It's a 3-game series. Two of them are at home, so we should be all right. But goddamn. Meanwhile, the Wiz, Brad Beal. That dude was pissed. He had 31 points and fouled out with 5 minutes left in the game, tied at 92. And it was, look, a quick, yeah, nah. Was that a foul? Yeah, nah. Nah, come the fuck on. That was a ticky-tack bullshit foul, refs. I reckon they should get fucking dragged for something. Like, the refs have been pretty fucking good, I'd say, this playoffs. That foul on Brad Beal, though, not great. So he should have been pissed. Yeah. John Wall, he ended up with 27 points and 14 assists. And look, the Wiz. Otto Porter had 12 points. 8 of them came in a crucial stretch in the third when no one else did squat. But still, not sure if that's worth $25 million a year. That seems to be the weird thing with the Wiz. They've been up and down all year, so why did we not expect this to happen? It's like, ah, oh, they look like the worst fucking team in the playoffs in the first two games. And then the classic Wiz roller coaster. It's like, oh, wait, actually, we're now beating the Raptors. Fuck you. That's it. They should be the Washington fuck yous, because every time you think you know something about them, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, you reckon? Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Wizards. Anyway, good stuff. 2-0. I love it. This is fun. More basketball. All I wanted this weekend was, like, more basketball. And I'm going for basically everyone to tie up series or like make extend series. That's all I want. I just want more basketball to talk about. So speaking of which, that happened again in Celtics Bucks. 2-0. Bucks won both the games in Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Friday, Celtics, they lose 92 to 116. Bucks absolutely fucking smashed them up. 23 at the half. It was a laugher. Celtics got 16 from Horford, 14 from Jason Tatum, 11 from Jaylen Brown, 15 from Moose Monroe, and not much else from anyone else apart from fucking Aaron Bangers Baines. Talk about him later, but I'll just, here's a hint, spoiler, He made two threes. Oh, Jesus. I'll lose my shit in the NBA Australian Player Watch later. For the Bucks, oh, this was a great Aussie game as well, Friday. So we had the Bucks. Middleton had 23, Giannis had 19, Jabari Parker and Eric Bledsoe had 17 each. But it was Thon Song out of nowhere. They finally give him a little bit of fucking playing time. And of course, the Aussie delivers 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks. Holy shit, Thon. Crushing it. And then they bring out Dally as well. And hey, gee, do you reckon it's a coincidence that in the two games that Dally has played, Terry Rozier over there, old Terry Rozier, has played like a hunk of shit? And that they've won both of them? I don't think that's a fucking coincidence, coinkydink at all. All right, so there you go. So Friday crushed him. Sunday, much better game, much tighter game. Bucks win at 104-102. Another huge game. Bucks led by 20 in the back half of the third quarter in this as well. Celtics come all the way back. And then the Bucks only win it at the death because of a Malcolm Brogdon hitting his first three of the game right at the end, and then Giannis to tie it up, and then Giannis getting a tip in on a missed Brogdon floater a little bit later with 5 seconds left, and there you go. Bang. All over Red Rover. And look, again, the Aussies come in, get some run, and fucking kill it. That's how it goes. For the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, 34 points, a career high. Dude was balling in this game. Jason Tatum had 21. And again, the Double J's, only pair under 22 to have 50 in a playoff game other than Durant and Westbrook. That's pretty good company, I'll tell you right there. Big Al Horford, 13-9. Celtics looked much better in this, but again, I'll tell you, man, they throw Dally in there, and then suddenly Terry Rozier is having himself like a shit series all of a sudden. He's like, hey, remember how I was like torching Eric Bledsoe? Yeah, it's a lot easier to torch Eric Bledsoe than it is to fucking torch Matthew Dellavedova. Tell you right there, Paolo. So Terry Rozier, he's gone from in the first two games, like absolutely fucking crushing it in Boston, 23 points in each. And then in game three, 9 points on 2 of 7 shooting. And then in game four, fucking crushed by Dally, 10 points on 3 of 12 shooting. There you go. That's why you bring in Dally, championship medal, mate. 17 minutes of Dally. That'll fucking put you on your ass. And Thon backed it up. Had a great game four as well. 8 points, 5 more blocks. That's 10 blocks over 2 games. Unreal. Good shit. So, Bangers versus Dally and Thon. It's a series. 2-2. Going back to Boston. I love this. Just means more basketball. And more Aussies as well, by the way. Let's get this going to 7. So, we've got Bangers and Dally and Thon all the way out. So, Sixers at Heat. More Australian fucking power. Fucking just like, hurrah! That's Ben Simmons. What's that? Hurrah! Right there. He fucking just, the staunchest motherfucker in the world. Lays wood on D-Wade. You probably saw the video up on the old NBA Australia facey there. Crushing it. Sets basically the world's best screen. Cleans up D-Wade. And Sixers, they win over the Heat 106-102 in Game 4 in Miami. What a game this was, though. So much chippiness. Josh Richardson cops a big one as Embiid fell into him like chasing a loose ball. And then Whiteside came in over the top and did that. Spraining his left shoulder joint. Covington gave Dragic a bit of a shove. Because Dragic, the flog, was still going after the whistle. James Johnson then got up in Covington's face, and Big Simo was like, oi, fuck off, dickhead, and got in James Johnson's face. Well, you know, look, don't forget, James Johnson is known as Bloodsport for a fucking reason. Big Simo, not afraid, he's like, oh yeah, keep talking, go on, keep talking, fuckhead. Didn't engage, it's pretty smart, because you don't engage a fucking MMA fighter on a basketball court, just saying. And then Simo got him back a little bit later with a nice big knee to the head when he was climbing back in from out of bounds. So this was a fun-ass game after all that. So the Sixers, 27 turnovers. They shoot 7 of 31 from 3. They're down 12 in the third. And they won. Woo! Holy shit, that is unreal. They've outscored the Heat after halftime in all three games now. Well, in all four games. All three games that they've won now, yeah. So Ben Simmons has a massive one. What do you want to talk about? We'll talk about the Heat first. D-Wade led the Heat with 25. He had 12 in the fourth, but couldn't quite get them over the hump. Tried his hardest. They were down 6 with about 2 minutes left. He had a 3-point play to get them right all the way back up in it. And then the next two possessions got them back within 1 with 2 more buckets. And then that was it. They just couldn't get enough and couldn't get rebounds, couldn't get any stops. And that did it. Goran the Flog Dragic, your all-star, apparently at 20 points. Bloodsport ended up with 15. Richardson, even with the fucked up shoulder, ended up with 7 steals. A Heat playoff record. And meanwhile, Wingen Hassan Whiteside had one of the most ineffectual double-doubles you'll ever see with 13 and 13. But Ben Simmons, holy shit, how's this for a game? Not only did he clean up D-Wade and get in the face of James Johnson and just get under the fucking skin of the Heat, he also had the first fucking rookie triple-double in the playoffs since Magic Johnson in 1980. What? Unreal, Big Simmo. 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Unbelievable. Joins Kareem, Jerry Lucas, and Tom Gola as rookies with triple-doubles in the playoffs. Unreal. JJ Redick led the Sixers with 24. Even though he shot 2 of 9 from 3, he went 8 of 18 overall, but good job, JJ. Joel Embiid, the process, 14 of 12. 2 of 11 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. But still did pretty fucking well. Had 5 blocks as well. Unreal. 10 points each for Ilyasova and Bellinelli. And the homie, Dario Saric at 11 and 8. And there you go. Philly will have a chance to win the series back in Philadelphia on Tuesday. Can't wait for that. And the last time the Heat came back from a 3-1 deficit was against the Knicks back in 1997. That's Zoe Mourning versus Ewing. Nice one. So let's go Tuesday. Can't wait. All right, moving on. Cavs Indy 2-0 matching suits. This is the series where LeBron's like, hey, man, I'm going to buy us all suits. And everyone's like, all right, that's fucking cool, man. You got, like, way more money than us. Game 3, Friday. Pacers beat the Cavs. This is ridiculous. Pacers came back from 17 points down to stun the Cavs. Hilariously enough, on the one-year anniversary of the Paul George Pacers collapsing horribly against the Cavs from 26 up. Pacers reversed that. That's awesome. So, Pacers outscored them 52-33 in the second half. Bojan Bogdanovic, 30 points. The career playoff high for Bogey. Not bloody bad, mate. And the Pacers win at 92-90. Victor Oladipo has 18 points on 5 of 15 shooting, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Lance Make Him Dance had 8 and was a pain in the ass of LeBron all night. LeBron had 28-12-8, had 7 straight in the fourth to tie it up with the Pacers, but then the Pacers pulled again. Put away again. It was unreal. Absolutely ridiculous. Bojan just like, I'm good. He went 7 of 9 from 3. What else happened Friday? 6 turnovers from LeBron. Couldn't get much going on, especially in that third quarter. 19 and 6 for Kevin Love, 7 of 13. George Hill had 13, but got hurt and didn't start in game 4. So, there you go. Good job, Pacers. They got the lead, 2-1. And then, of course, on Sunday, however, the Cavs came back and tied it all up at 2-0 with the Cavs winning 104-100. Cavs are up big in the middle of this. And look, it was crazy. Pulled it back to tie it up at the start of the half, the Pacers, at the start of the fourth, the Pacers did. This was absolutely crazy. And then it all just fell apart a little bit for the Pacers. Victor Oladipo had a shit door. Whoa, Victor Oladipo! Yeah, had a shit one. 17 points on 20 shots. 20! Ugh, rough. But it was the Souvlaki King. Oh, mate. Yeah, I'll have double meat, please, Demartis. Get me some extra... I'll need some extra garlic sauce, thanks, mate. Yeah. Nah, hold the tomatoes, Demartis. I'm good. Yeah, nah, cheers. Thanks, bro. Demartis Sabonis was absolutely crushing it. He had 19 points and 6 rebounds. That was awesome. Love him. Big fella's killing. 1-1 from 3, 9-12 from the field. Good job, the Souvlaki King. But for the Cavs, it was all Kyle Moeffin Korver. 18 points. He hits 4 threes. And he hit 2 back-breaking threes in the fourth as well with about 3.5 minutes to go. Hit one when the Cavs were down 93-91. And then he hit another one when the Cavs were up 98-95 to go up 101-95. That was just, both of them were fucking beautiful. LeBron had 31. Pretty good. No, sorry, 32. They changed the stats. That's crazy. He had 32 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 0 of 5 from 3. Ugh. Still. J.R. Smith hit a shot at halftime from basically the opposite three-point line. Yeah, we ain't all that about that life. He ends up with 12 points. Same with Jordan Clarkson. Not bloody bad. Kevin Love, though, went missing in this. 2 of 10 for his 5 points. Still had 11 rebounds, but Jesus. Still, Cavs, they get home court back by winning 1 in Indy. Even if it all always takes fucking a huge game from LeBron to win, they get there somehow. So there you go. 4-5 is all tied up 2-2. What do we got? Fucking 3-7 is 3-1. And then you've got the other. So basically, 3-1 is the only one in the East that isn't 2-2. This is fucking great. So let's move on to the West. I reckon. Let's do it. So let's do it. Rockets, Wolves. Rockets 105 against the Wolves, 121 on Saturday. Wolves get one back. They're now down 2-1. Wolves cruised through this as well. This was the first playoff game in Minnesota since 2004 when they lost in the Western Conference Finals to Shaq and the Kobe Lakers. Unreal. So for the Rockets, they go 15 of 41 from three. Harden has 29 points on 21 shots. Not bad, 9 of 21. Chris Paul, though, fouls out with 17 points. Not great from Chris Paul. Ryan Anderson, though, came back, played his first game in 3 weeks. Hit all four of his three-pointers for 12 points. Eric Gordon, not great. 15 points on 16 shots. And yeah, the Rockets were just a little bit, I don't really care. It was awesome. So the Wolves, they go 15 of 27 from three. You remember the Rockets went 15 of 41. So that is 14 shots the Wolves took that weren't threes, that weren't misses. Played a lot faster in this game as well. Had some really big runs. And yeah, it was very, very, very telling. They had a 26-14 run in the third, then 15-2 and 11-2 runs at different points of the fourth just to really bust this open. Jimmy Buckets had 28 points. Oh, Jimmy Butler there. Big Cat finally woke up. He had 13 total points in game one and two. Had 18 in this. Nice one, Big Cat. Karl Anthony Towns crushing it. 18 and 16. Great game. 23 points from El Jefe Teague. We go at 20, but the surprise of the night. Former MVP Derrick Rose. What? Loved it. Derrick Rose killing it. 17 points. He had 10 points in 9 minutes in the second quarter, and he just looks good. He had he has 42 points in the series on 19 of 39 shooting. That's fucking pretty, pretty, pretty bloody good there, Derrick. So Houston now dropped to 44 and 4 on the year with fast Jimmy Harden, CP3, and Clint Capela all playing. But there you go. Rockets just had a shit one, I reckon. Speaking of shit ones, Warriors-Spurs. Warriors drop one to the Spurs. They still lead 3-1 on, Sunday? Warriors 90 at Spurs 103. Reckon the Spurs won this one for Pop, having had his lovely wife pass away. It's very fucking sad. So it's hard not to think the Warriors like, all right, nah, fuck it. We're good. Let him have this one. Also, Ginobili. That was awesome. What a great fun game this was. The Warriors, 34 points from the coward Kevin Durant. He had 13 rebounds and 2 assists. Horrible night for Klay Thompson. 12 points on 16 shots. That's 4 of 16 shots. 16? 16 Dim Sims. You want 16 Dim Sims? Nah, mate. 16 Dim Sims. Oh, 16 Dim Sims. Yeah, 4 of 16 shooting. Draymond Green, 9 points, 18 rebounds, 9 assists and some really dumb fouls. Iguodala had 4 points but couldn't hit the side of a fucking shed, mate. Passed out of a wide open three where literally no one was guarding him and no one even tried to. Like, they're just like, nah, fucking shoot it, mate. He's like, ah, I don't wanna. So he kicked it out to Nick Young, who bricked it, and that was actually a crucial moment of the game. And there you go. Spurs won it from there. Just went on a tiny little run at the end of the fourth and put it away. So Iguodala not shooting threes when he's that open. Bit of a problem. Just saying. Spurs, Ginobili, huge balls. What a great game it was by Ginobili. Bit of a throwback. 16 points, goes 3 of 5 from 3. He has 5 assists, 2 huge buckets down the stretch to stick the dagger in the Warriors. It was really, really fun watching him just do stuff. God damn, he's a fucking ledge. Tony Parker also had some good moments. 9 points on 4 of 7 shooting. LaMarcus Aldridge there had 22 and 10. 14 for Rudy Gay. And Petty Thrills, woo! 9 points and 5 assists. And they went out there and they won it for Pop. Good stuff. Spurs, 3-1. If there's ever a team that deserves a gentleman's sweep, it is the Spurs. Blazers, Pelicans, speaking of sweeps, oh Jesus. Blazers are swept out of the playoffs by the Pelicans on Saturday night by New Orleans, 131-123 over Portland. Oh boy, see you Blazers. This one was close too as well, unlike a bunch of the other games, but Jesus. First half, Pelicans gave them the old right there, Fred. Pelicans didn't give up though. Blazers rather didn't give up. Came all the way back in the fourth to get to 1 point and ran out of steam though. Thanks to a lazy 47 from Anthony Davis and 41 from Jrue Holiday. And that's it, man. Blazers, no Mohawkless. 38 for Siege. He was okay in this series after a slow start. Averaged 25.3 for the series. The Bulls and NBA, Yusuf Nurkic, hello. 18 and 11, then fouled out. Alfa Rikimino at 27. He had a really good series too. 5 of 11 from 3. But the biggest disappointment all series was Dame Dolla. 19 points and 7 of 16 shooting, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Didn't score over 20 points in any game in this series. Absolute bummer. The bench didn't help in this game either. 2 of 12 shooting for a total of 6 points. Blazers paying a lot of money to Myers Leonard to sit that ass on that bench. Not great. Obviously for the Pelicans, Anthony Davis, 47 points is ridiculous. 33 in the second half is fucking bonkers. 15 to 24. He goes from the field. 11 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Jrue Holiday backs him up ably. 41 points, 15 to 23. Also has 8 assists. Playoff Rondo, 16 assists. That is absolutely bloody ridiculous. And look, hey, quick yeah, nah. What do you reckon? Is Playoff Rondo a thing? Yeah, nah. Yeah, fucking oath it is. Fella's only just gone, 37, 54 assists in 4 games. That is absolutely fucking bananas, mate. Jesus. That's a real thing. No beard Nico Mirotic. He had 10 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks. His defense has been coming very underrated, and he looks amazing in this series. Interesting to see how he goes against the old Warriors there, though. Their bench doubled the Blazers' total of 12 points. Not bad. So there you go. Blazers become the first 3 seed to lose in the first round since Denver in 2013. Pelicans move into the second round for only the second time in franchise history since 2008. Holy shit. And they're going to take on the winner of Spurs-Warriors and get a little bit more rest. Thanks to the Spurs popping the Warriors in the mouth yesterday. So good stuff. And then finally, OKC Jazz. Saturday, what a game this was. The Jazz 115-102 in those awesome striated color uniforms. Showing off the beautiful, beautiful Utah scenery of what we see where we drive past all these giant rooks. It's beautiful. Looked great, though. I absolutely love that. The massive arch on the court from Arches National Park looks fucking cool. So for OKC, Playoff P, only one who showed up this night. Playoff P, 23 points. Melo, Rusty, and Ray Felton had 14 each. Rusty also had 11 rebounds, 9 assists, and 8 turnovers. Almost a quadruple-double. Stephen Adams, boo. He was in foul trouble. The Jazz scored at will when he was out as well. 30 and 14 in the second quarter after he sat. And the weird thing was the OKC Thunder didn't shoot too badly. 47.4% from the field, 40% from 3. They, however, let the Jazz shoot 52.5% and 13 of 24 from 3. So, that'll do it. Ricky Tiki Tata Rubio, triple-double Ricky. Love it. 26 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Hey, if you ever needed some evidence that Rusty Westbrook doesn't give that much of a fuck about playing defense here, how about when Ricky Rubio tore him apart in the fucking playoffs? Right there, pal. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 22 points as well. Joe Ingles, 21 and 4, scored 8 points in the run in the fourth that buried OKC. Who's the bitch ass now, Playoff P, you fucking flog? Rudy Gobert and the Staffel Tower. He had 18 and 12. And Utah, man, with Steven Adams in foul trouble for OKC. Utah out-rebounded them 48-33. Hot damn. And how's that playoff atmosphere in Utah? That was awesome. I was sitting in a bar in fucking Brooklyn with a mate just watching and going, this is fucking crazy, pal. And it's like, yeah. Utah, they fucking love it. So game 4 is going to be fascinating later on tonight. So let's get on to the NBA Australia approved performance of the second weekend of the playoffs.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Yes, LeBron James joined Michael Jordan as the only two people with 100 playoff double-doubles. Well, you know, because that's how it goes. They play a lot of fucking playoff games now, but that's not our knife. It's got to be Anthony fucking Davis and Jrue Holiday knifing the Blazers with that 47-41 combo on Saturday night. Holy shit, they knifed them so hard, they might even get the coach of the team, who ended up with the 3 seed, fired. That is a fucking knife. Holy shit, Anthony Davis. But we've got a late contender from yesterday. Oh, Dally! Dally's buzzer beater might have been the greatest NBA play of all time. Are you fucking kidding me? At the end of the first, he steals the inbounds pass, piffed it up, and it went in. That's hustle. That's grit. That's fucking King Dally of Maribara, first of his name, gatherer of loose balls and sinker of tins. That's definitely a fucking knife on you, Dally. And JR's was pretty good too. But Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday, mate. 47-41 to fucking sink the Blazers. Unreal. All right, what about old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no
mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Oh, it's the entire Blazers team in Pacific Northwest, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. Portland fans are going to be sitting there going, God damn it, yelling for the next 3 months about this series. So the entire Blazers team, you are old mate, no mates in Portland, I think, this week. Like, y'all might get fucking fired or traded, this team. So that's definitely old mates, no mates. Ooh, and how about our bitch ass of the weekend? Oh, that's right. The little new little segment we got here, bitch ass of the weekend, bitch ass of the night. Playoff P. Oh, I'm so good, bros. Look at me after game one. I'm playoff P, motherfuckers. Mate, your bitch ass has just lost two straight to a rookie, a Spanish fella in a top knot, and a bloke who looks like a dodgy tradie caught down the pub by a current affair on 2 p.m. on a Thursday for not fucking finishing my mate Bev's reno. So, bitch ass of the weekend, playoff P. All right, let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Oh yeah, coming for everybody, just not in the playoffs. Isn't that right, Lonzo? Donovan Mitchell, 22 points on Saturday night, but come on, Ben Simmons, his 13th triple-double of the year, 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and as mentioned, first rookie with a playoff triple-double since Magic Johnson in 1980. And joins Kareem, Jerry Lucas, and Tom Gola as the only rookies with a playoff triple-double. That is fucking special. What about Dickhead of the Weekend, though? Because that was pretty good. Love me some better than Lonzo Ball. And Big Simo crushed it. Let's get to Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Weekend.
I love Rusty, but his comments about Ricky Tiki Tata after the game when he found out that Ricky had a triple-double were pretty dickheadish, right? He's like, oh, he's not going to do that again. Rusty, how about you do that in the first place and not lose the game, you fucking idiot? I love Rusty more than just about anybody, but god damn, this sort of dumb shit where he's like also chasing this, like the stat chasing has gotten to a point where you're like, come on, man. Come on. Instead of just killing motherfuckers, like, I get it. You want to kick some ass and take names, but how about you just make sure you kick some fucking ass and then the names come later. When your fucking team is being shredded by a wide open Ricky Rubio every fucking time up the floor, you've done fucked up. And you can't then talk shit about it. It's like, oh, he's not going to do that again. Well, he fucking might the way you're playing, mate. So, Rusty, I don't know. Dickhead of the weekend. Hurts. Hurts my soul. That's just how it goes. All right, we're getting to yeah, nahs. We're going to flip through all these real quick. So, let's do it right after, let's say these words.
G'day, this is Thon McCurr, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. NBA Straya, you ready? It's yeah, nah, as we take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And first off the rank, Blazers, blow it up. Should they? Yeah, nah. Hard, but I just really feel like they hit the exact wrong matchup, right, in the playoffs. Like, I feel like they would have done better against literally every other team, the Rockets and Warriors included. But man, they would have, like, destroyed the Spurs. I think they'd be kicking the shit out of OKC right now. So it's just tough to look back and go, look, it just happened that they had, like, two guards who were perfectly situated and, like, sorted out to, like, guard our two biggest strengths. And they just ran into a big fucking Pelican brick wall. Thing is, they just still do need more reliable dudes on like the 3-6 spots. Like Nurk got exposed in the series. Collins is going to be good, but that's going to be like a year or two. Turner's okay, but he's also really overpaid. And then they lean on dudes like Ed Davis and Mo Harkless like a fuckload. And like they're good for role players, but there's very little in the way of like the next level talent above those dudes. And it's hard. So Neil O'Shea's got a lot of money in fucking Turner and Myers Leonard. Turner and Leonard. It sounds like a shitty CBS drama. Coming this fall, it's Turner and Leonard. It's like Rizzoli and Isles again. But yeah, two overpay spuds, man. Like, should they trade CJ? Yeah, nah, maybe. It's going to take a lot to get that done. And I suspect they spend the offseason kicking the tires on a CJ trade, but I reckon they bring everybody back because I don't know if they'll find enough value out of CJ. Like, get enough back for how good he is. So it's weird. It's tough. I don't know. Let me know, Portland fans. Number two, the Sixers are the best team in the East right now. Yeah, nah, yeah! I'm on board the bandwagon, motherfuckers! Let's go, Philly! Number three, LeBron's suit idea was kind of neat. Yeah, nah, yeah! I liked it. They look fucking sharp, man. Did you see this? Like, so LeBron buys everybody a suit, custom tailored. They're all walking into the games in these matching suits. It looks fucking badass. Especially game four. It's like some real Reservoir Dogs vibes. Pretty good. And then finally, an extra bonus one. If the Jazz beat the Thunder tonight, they go up 3-1. Is the writing on the wall for the Thunder as we know them? Yeah, nah. Yeah, fucking oath. Paul George isn't sticking around to watch rusty fucking Westbrook hoist horrible jumpers and get bounced in the first round, mate. So there's a little bit riding on this. So how about the unpopular opinion of the day? Hey, man, we called Bucks over Celtics in seven at the start of the playoffs, and I'm still feeling it. I don't know if that's unpopular. I mean, Boston fans are pretty testy, but Bucks feeling it. Let's do it. Seven. And what about Outback Takehouse? Come down to Outback Takehouse for double shrimp. It's Monday. Get a free blooming onion with your takes at Outback Takehouse. Also, what the fuck is Alice Springs chicken? Your Philadelphia 76ers will represent the East in the NBA Finals. Outback Takehouse. Hot takes. All the time. Unless Toronto wake up. What do you reckon? All right, let's get to the NBA Australian Player Watch. Right after, let's say these ones.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, E-Brew. And you're listening to NBA Australia, E. Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's NBA Australia. It's Australian Player Watch. And as mentioned at the top, and we've mentioned it two times already, Ben Simmons, massive, massive, massive in Miami. Decking D-Wade, didn't get killed by Bloodsport Johnson, 17, 13, and 10. Unbelievable. 15 triple-double. What a fucking legend. I'm going to buy myself a goddamn Sixers jersey. I'm a Supersonics fan, man. It's hard, but Simo crushing it. Patty Mills, game four on Sunday. Big win. Patty had 9 points, five assists, goes 3 of 8 from the field, 3 of 7 from three. Looked pretty good. They brought him in to spell Tony Park, especially down the stretch, and his spacing definitely helped, I think. So that was pretty, pretty bloody good there, Patty. Good shit, mate. Just good shit. So what else? Who are we talking about? Oh, is it just the Jingler in Game 3? 21 points and 4 assists. Crushing it. How about Dante Exum in Game 3? 10 minutes, 4 points, 2 of 4 from the field, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 turnovers. His change of pace coming off the bench there for the Jazz really flummoxes the Thunder. They just go, oh, fuck, this guy's like 6'6 and faster and hurl. Pretty bloody good, mate. What about Dele and the Bucks? Well, game three, Friday night, had a bit of a run and held Rose to 9 points. So, as mentioned, he had 5 points and 4 assists in his 16 minutes. Didn't miss a shot, did Dele? Pretty bloody good, mate. And then on Sunday, Dele had, 4 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds in 17 minutes again. Just out there crushing it. It's just so efficient, the Outback Jesus. Love it. And what about Thon? Well, as mentioned, 10 blocks over his two games on Friday and Sunday. Friday, massive game, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks, goes 3 of 4 from 3. And then on Sunday, backs it up with another classic, 2 of 5 from 3 for 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 5 more blocks. The Sheriff! I fucking love it. On your Thon song. Thon. He's got dumps like a truck. Shit, yeah. Speaking of dump trucks, Aaron Bangers Baines also had a great weekend. Even though the Celtics didn't win the games. Friday night, Bangers, 8 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. But the best part, he hit 2 threes. Aaron Baines, 3-point watch. He's 5 of 18 from 3 for the year. Bainesy, you ledge. Fucking love it. Stretch 5 now, Bangers. So 8-8-1 on your Bangers. And then Sunday, he had 9 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, missed his only 3. But 9-11, Jesus, Bush did it. And then 8-8, pretty good. Bangers is crushing it. Good shit. So the rest of Australian Player Watch, well, Andrew Bogut. Now not NBA Australian Player Watch because he's now with the Sydney Kings, isn't he? So how about it? Kyrie, he's on the bench with the Celtics, which is very, very nice. All right, so how about we go to the Andrew Gaze? It is Monday. So what do we do on Mondays? We do a quick Andrew Gaze fundamentally sound all-star for this week. Let's get to it. All right, you know who I've really enjoyed watching this playoffs and who is a very deserving Andrew Gaze fundamentally sound all-star? Chris Middleton. Dude just does his job for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's fundamentally sound across all areas of the sound of the floor, offense, defense. And without him, the Bucks would be fucking dead in the water. They'd be beyond fucked without Chris Middleton. Jabari Parker's streaky. Eric Bledsoe has gone fucking missing in 3 of the 4 games. Meanwhile, old mate Chris Middleton, just out there. Andrew Gaze, fundamentally soundly, averaging 25.5 points a game on, get this, 61% shooting from the field and 62.5% from three. Holy shit, Chris-O. That's unreal. He's also throwing down 6.5 rebounds and 4 assists a game. So there you go. That's fundamentally sound as hell. So welcome to the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Stars Hall of Fame, Chris Middleton. Bucks would be fucked without ya. All right, so let's get to the game previews and everything like that right after, let's say, these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
All right, we're back. It's the, it'd usually be time for the Patty Mills Game Day Ball or Game Day Inspiration Board, but look, Patty isn't tweeting, so it's killing me. How about we go to the Deli Inspiration Board? I'm just going to say it. It's pretty fucking inspiring. Dally, just out there for every game, inspiring everybody. It's going, all right, fuck you. 2-2, hashtag fear the deer. Picture of him and Thon. Fucking love it, Dally, you ledge. All right, so let's get to the game previews for tonight. Monday, April 23, game previews. And we have the Rockets at Minnesota. Rockets, I reckon, bounce back and smoke Minnesota in Minneapolis. I just feel like, you know, they had that one game where like, fuck, we're just not feeling it tonight. Minnesota like, oh, we are. Hey, guys, we're feeling it. Can we beat you? And then they kick the shit out of him. So you gotta remember, Minnesota, prior to the Jimmy Butler fucking like injury, were basically the 4 seed. So look, they could bounce back and like have a crack. I just can't see it. The Rockets are just too fucking good. So I think, I don't know if the Rockets smoke them, but I think the Rockets win that. And then the final game of the night, just a 2-game night tonight. OKC at Jazz. Is this the best series at the moment? I don't know. There's lots of really good ones. That's the best part. OKC, though, there's probably a lot more fun storylines around this because you got Donovan Mitchell, Ricky Tiki-Tata, Rudy Gobert. And meanwhile, OKC is sort of falling apart with Rusty and Playoff P. Melo just like going, oh, I don't even know how to play basketball. Steven Adams, like, if he avoids some foul trouble tonight, I think OKC win this. Just because all of these games have been super fucking tight and super entertaining, and I think OKC get, like, a really big one out of Rusty or something tonight and kick some ass. They need it, though, because their role players have just been like, oh yeah. So is Corey Brewer on the court? Sure. And then they're running out Fatty Ray Felton. So that's a bit weird. But, yeah, there you go. So, anyway, give me the Rockets and Thunders tonight. That'd be fun as hell. What a fun couple of matchups from Monday night. And you know what? That's awesome. And that is it for today. Woo, that's a massive episode. Sorry if we ran a little bit long, but we had to cover a lot of shit. We had to cover all 8 fucking playoff series, and now we're down to 7, thanks to the Blazers tapping out. So that has been NBA Australia for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. You know it. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Make sure you're all over the old Insta as well. Why not? Make sure you subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. And tell a mate. Just go, oi, dickhead, you like basketball? Why don't you listen to NBA Australia? Fuck it. thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, the best band in Australia right now. They are playing, I believe, in Australia tonight in Melbourne. I believe... Anzac Day Eve. Wait, when's that? That's probably this week. That sounds about right. Go check out House Hats regardless. The new single Stop is an absolute fucking pearler. Go request that on Triple J. Go on. Thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, Dozers, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Go check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. They're awesome. NBA Australia supports Australian fans. And that's it. So stick around for a brand new Deli review, and we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is the NBA Australia saying, Laters on!
Oi, 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 how the fuck are yous? It's old mate Deli over here, just swinging by from the usual pop culture review on NBA Australia, eh? So, how good are these playoffs, mate? Like, coach fucking finally got Muggins over here in the game, and look, I'm not saying I'm the reason we won those 2 games over here in Milwaukee, because, like, you know, the boys played well, it was team effort and all that shit, but, like, fuck me, just chuck Dally in there, tell him to go lock down Terry Rozier, and what happens, mate? Fucking Terry Rozier gets fucking locked down! Fucking bang! Easy as you like, mate. Yeah, nah, but, like, Nah, yeah, but yeah, nah, though. Like, loving it, especially, like, watching me big mate Thon go fucking apeshit and block everything in sight, eh? He's a fucking dead set legend, my mate Thon. He's fucking crushing it, mate. It's awesome. So, like, with the playoffs and shit going on, like, I've been watching as many movies as I usually would be. So, I did me job this week, though, by watching the new return of Westworld, eh? And look, old mate Deli over here fucking loves Westworld. It's got fucking cowboys and fucking Indians and fucking robots and shit. And there's like fucking robot shooting fuckers and shit like that. It's fucking gross, bro. So, like, this episode got us all cut up and shit, which was good because I couldn't fucking remember anything that happened the first season beyond like shit went fucking crazy and like all the robots and shit went fucking mental. So, now it's all like no rules in Westworld and shit and like all the robots are going batshit and shooting fuckers. It's awesome. Then how about the dude's wings out, but it's a bit much for me, eh? So, but to be honest, with all this, oh shit, no rules, every cunt's going psycho, mate, I don't know if it's Westworld or just fucking Maribor on a Saturday night, eh? Fucking lunatics, it's awesome. Anyway, so there you go, I fucking love this episode. Westworld's probably one of my favourite shows, mate. Like, I barely know what the fuck's happening, but there's a lot of rooting and shooting, so I fucking love it. This episode gets 10 out of 10 deli ones for being fucking grouse. And alright, that's it for me for this week. I'll swing by next week and talk catches then. Right, later cunts, bucks and six, fear the deer, deli out!